Time now to talk a little bit of football with Phil Moss. Morning, Mossy.
Good morning, boys. How you going?
Yeah, no, we're going very well, mate. We've been up here in Darwin over the weekend and yesterday for the Darwin Cup, having a fantastic time.
I believe Darwin was painted red last night by you boys.
Big game early night, mate.
No, we were tame last night.
Big game early night, so you started early. Love it.
That's the one thing I take away from Slats, big game early night. I took it away. I don't know whether Michael took it away, Sam.
Well, I heard of his playing days. He was pretty ordinary first 15 or 20 of a game, but he came home with a wet sail.
Yeah, that's changed. When you get close to 50, Mossy, things slow down. Yeah.
What's happening, boys?
I can't believe that cracks off this weekend, the EPL, and we had the warm-up on the weekend, the Community Shield, and it's just take up your normal positions, eh, Manchester City?
That's right. It's come around really quickly, TK, and look, it's not a long off-season over there, contrary to what we have here in Australia with our A-League, but it was an interesting game. It was a real arm wrestle on Sunday morning, the Community Shield, Manchester City and Liverpool. City got the money with a penalty shootout, which, you know, probably over the course of the game was deserved. But I think the most important thing for both clubs was to sort of suck and see and see where each other was, given the season that was last season, where Manchester City pit Liverpool by 1 point on the final day of the season. And I think going into the game, Liverpool had a bit more trepidation than Manchester City because they've had a poor off-season by their standards, only a couple of wins, three losses, including a heavy defeat to Napoli, 3-0. And I think Jurgen Klopp walked away a lot more confident after the performance, if not the result. So Liverpool going this weekend a lot more confident. They host Norwich to start. Norwich are the new boys promoted from the EFL, the Championship. And Manchester City, well, it's business as usual for them. They are away to West Ham in match day one.
Are they got a similar squad this year, Man City?
Yeah, that's right. There's a couple of players here and there that always come and go. But there was an interesting one on the weekend that Pep Guardiola came out after the game and explained why Riyad Mahrez wasn't playing. Now, football fans will know he won the Africa Cup of Nations with Algeria a few weeks ago. And Guardiola said he didn't play for fear of failing a doping test. And he'd been on some medication and the doctors couldn't guarantee that there was nothing in them. I think he's opened a can of worms because, to the best of my knowledge, it doesn't matter whether you play or not.
They can go and knock on your door.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. So it was really...
Talk about a Gary give up.
That's right. I couldn't believe it. I had to read the story twice just to make sure I wasn't dreaming it. But, very interesting there.
Mate, you'd be straight around to his house, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, like red rag to a bull, that one.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's see if he takes a pitch this weekend in match day one.
Yeah. What about in the FFA Cup, mate? The A-League clubs are involved?
There are. There's lots of them tomorrow night. It's the last match day of the round of 32, and you've got the likes of Sydney FC hosting Brisbane. You've got Melbourne Victory hosting Newcastle. Adelaide State by Melbourne Knights, a famous old National Soccer League club. And Perth hosting Western Sydney Wanderers. So Marcus Babbel up against the old Western Sydney Wanderers coach in Tony Popovich, who's now at Perth, of course. So, yeah, some interesting matchups there. And it's down to the round of 16 after this. So some of those NPL clubs still alive will be hoping and praying for a payday with an A-League club coming to their ground.
All right, well, let's go through your FFA Cup multi, mate, if we quickly can. Brisbane Strikers, Wellington?
Yeah, look, I think Brisbane might cause the upset here. Wellington have lost a lot of players over the off-season and some real quality in the likes of Krishna, Williams, Sapreet Singh, Durante, and the goalkeeper, Curto. So I think they'll struggle in this one up in Brisbane. I think they'll get the money.
Wow, $5.50
Yep.
In the head-to-head battle against Wellington.
That's right, okay. And they're part of a four-league multi for me. And then at Sydney to get over the top of Brisbane Roar with Robbie Fowler making his coaching debut. Melbourne Victor to get over Newcastle and Perth to get over Western Sydney Wanderers over there in Perth.
And Victory over the Jets? Yeah, $25. You've got the Brisbane Strikers over Wellington, Melbourne Victory over the Jets, Sydney FC versus over Brisbane Roar, and Perth over Western Sydney Wanderers. Good on you, mate. We'll talk soon.
Should be a good one. Just a very quick tribute. Damien Lovelock passed away on the weekend. A fantastic football man and a great Northern Beaches man. He'll be sadly missed.